The Mind and the Heart, Part 2, A Coup d'Etat. Our mind is the servant that has become the master. Fire can be used to cook, to warm us and give light, or fire can destroy. The mind is meant to be an instrument for our use, processing information from the senses and applying its intellect for our own and the greater good. The mind is a wondrous power, an indispensable tool to aid us to live and operate in the world. Yet the mind has gotten ahead of itself and out of control. The mind has usurped the role of ruler of ourselves and lives. It tells us what to think and what to do. It forms our opinions and makes our decisions according to its own limited experience and prejudices. The mind acts as though it owns the place. The mind has usurped the throne and seized control even of our sense of self. To all intents and purposes, most of us think and act as though we are the mind. We have become the mind's puppets instead of the other way around. The mind's sovereignty is precisely what has led us into such disharmony, disarray, disaffection, and dismay. Not only our personal problems, but also the problems of our society and even our planet are expressions of the mind's division, ignorance, selfishness, greed, and stress. The solution to all of these problems lies in our heart's love, peace, compassion, wisdom, and oneness. The mind has staged a coup d'etat of our conscious being. The time has come for our hearts to mount a peaceful counterinsurgency, to assume loving guidance of our conscious awareness and therefore ourselves, our world, and our destiny. Other than by direct divine intervention, the only way to achieve this remarkable transformation is through meditation.